The attorney for the inmate who filed the criminal complaint that landed this case in the state's high court asked the justices this week not to shut the courtroom door on inmates and other indigent crime victims. Colleen Ball says the state wants to prevent crime victims from using the county clerk to subpoena witnesses if a judge or the DA refuses to do so. Ball says that violates the spirit of the John Doe Law, also known by its statute number 96826.
Some of the crime victims that come to our court system are unsympathetic or controversial victims. Some of them are alleging crimes committed by the state or the district attorney, and 96826 is there for all of those victims. It's there for all citizens of Wisconsin, and so it is very important to not throw the baby out with the bathwater when the court issues this decision.
But Justice Patience Rogensack raised concerns about giving inmates and other crime victims carte blanche to subpoena as many witnesses as they want to.
Do you realize the amount of time you're expecting a judge to go through 55 people, even if they're all just given an offer of proof? You want to keep the courthouse doors open, but you have to do it based on some reasonable standards so both sides and both interests that are before us really are met.
The state wants the court to give judges strong gatekeeping powers to prevent prisoners and others from filing frivolous and vindictive complaints against public officials. A ruling in the case could spark new interest in the legislature in tightening John Doe rules further. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.